This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Not many musical organizations would have the audacity to take on, in an election year, the thorny issue of what's good for the Commonwealth. But tomorrow night, Saturday, Albuquerque's Chatter 2021 presents De Staat, Dutch composer Louis Andriessen's wild take on Plato's Republic. The concert is Saturday at 7 in Keller Hall. And with us for a preview is Chatter's artistic director, violinist David Felberg. David, we have to start with a reminder that Plato saw music as a threat to society.
That's correct. Actually, you could even get more detailed and say that musical innovation constitutes possibly a threat to a smoothly functioning society. What he was talking about in ancient Greece is when one is performing music and then changes mode, which to our modern ears or sensibilities is the changing of key. He thought that would have a jarring effect on a smoothly functioning society.
And Louis Andriessen is really commenting.
Of course. I mean, it's obviously quite ridiculous. However, the music that Louis Andriessen has written for this composition, De Staat, it could possibly have a seriously jarring effect on those that listen to it. It's at a visceral and primitive level, but it's completely engaging. It's about 35 minutes long and just driving for most of those 35 minutes.
Composed in the early 1970s.
Correct. He was part of some movements in the late 60s that, you know, in Europe, most of the arts organizations are partially, if not mostly, funded by the government. And at that time, the government was funding mostly orchestras. And in his protest, the instrumentation he uses is almost saying something against the traditional orchestra. It's a crazy ensemble of four violas, four oboes, 12 brass players, two pianos, two harps, two electric guitars, a bass guitar, and four female singers. And that's his ensemble. That's his orchestra.
Tell me about the four female vocalists and what they're singing.
They're actually singing in ancient Greek, and they're singing Plato's text concerning politics and music. And it's two sopranos and two mezzo-sopranos. You know, it's interesting. They sing in a style that, again, another protest against the style of singing that is so traditional that you find in orchestral music. A singer would get up there and sing beautifully with an accompaniment, the orchestra accompaniment. In Andriessen's De Staat, the singers are part of the ensemble. They sing without vibrato, and they sing in this ancient intoned Greek. It just gives you the sense that you're back in ancient Greece is how they sound. Also, the music itself, he's desiring to create an equality within the music itself. There are long passages where the orchestra plays in unison. All 28 players play the same notes. There's no accompaniment. There's no melody. It's devilishly difficult to get together. But again, he's promoting the idea of equality. Right. And his passages are far from dull. They jump and leap everywhere. Just like that, except that's 28 players playing all of that at that speed. It's really crazy.
You have invited a distinguished guest to speak with you at the beginning of the concert about this piece of music.
V.B. Price, we're going to have our own dialogue just to give the audience a taste of what they're expected to hear. We're going to have our own dialogue on politics and music and Plato and Louis Andriessen, and we'll just see where it goes for a few minutes.
David Felberg leads the Contemporary Chamber Ensemble Chatter 2021 in a performance of composer Louis Andriessen's De Staat, a reaction to Plato's Republic, tomorrow night, Saturday at 7 at Keller Hall in the UNM Center for the Arts in Albuquerque. Also on the program is music of Ingram Marshall and Jonathan Harvey. For tickets, go to chatterchamber.org or visit the Keller Hall box office. Thanks for coming in again, David.
Thanks a lot, Spencer. Hope to see you all there.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.